Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, the holidays are everywhere. What's happening at Payne's Nursery?
Well, that's an excellent question, Brent. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about poinsettias. We literally grow thousands of poinsettias. We've grown 18 different varieties this year, and in essence what that means is that we have 18 different colors. Now, I'm sure you all know that poinsettias come in red, pink, and white, but they come in many shades of red and pink and white. We've got reds that are orangish red, some that are maroon red. We've got pinks from pastel pinks to hot pinks and everything in between. Now, we also have one this year that's considered a gold poinsettia. It really isn't gold, but it's kind of an off-white, and if you use your imagination, you'll know that it's gold. You really ought to come in and check out all the poinsettias. Just imagine 18 different colors in our greenhouse. It's quite a spectacle.
Lynn, last year you gave us a brief history of the poinsettia. Would you be willing to do that again?
Sure I can. I'd be happy to. Many, many years ago, a gentleman by the name of Joel Poinsett, he was a physician and a politician, and he was named as the first ambassador to Mexico. And on one of his trips to Mexico, he discovered a bright red plant that he thought was worthy of attention. So he shipped some back to his native area in North Carolina. The plant was called Noche Buena by the locals, which obviously refers to Holy Night, and this is because this plant always bloomed around Christmas. Well, Joel and his friends produced it and gave it away to other friends, and eventually it took on the name of poinsettia, named after Joel Poinsett. Now, the poinsettia itself, the flower of the poinsettia is very small and somewhat insignificant. It really doesn't have any fragrance, and it doesn't attract many insects to pollinate it. So, as a survival mechanism, the plant produces a modified leaf that we call a bract. And these are the colored leaves on the top of the plant. The flower itself is in the center of the bract. When you're choosing a poinsettia, look at the flower. It's small and yellow in the center of the bract, and if it's bloomed out or gone, that means that that poinsettia is not going to last as long as you might want it to.
And how long should we expect them to last?
Well, Brent, if you buy them from Payne's Nursery, they're probably going to last so long that you're going to get tired of them. We grow them here in Santa Fe. They're acclimated to our climate. They're used to the bright southwestern sun, and so they develop brighter colors. Most of the poinsettias that you see in grocery stores and big boxes, they're trucked in from clear across the U.S. But we start our poinsettias in July from little rooted cuttings, and we grow them here all season long. So they're going to be fresh, they're going to be perfect for Christmas, and they're going to last long, and they're easier to care for.
You know what? I do have one more question. Are poinsettias poisonous? Is that true?
You know, this is a myth that's been perpetuated for years. No, poinsettias are not poisonous. I wouldn't recommend that you eat them because they're not very tasty. They're bitter, or so they say. Now, I've never eaten one, but I would eat one because I know they're not poisonous.
Where are you located?
We've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive. And don't forget the website. You can always get information from us by going to our website, that is www.paynes.com.
The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.